147. The Most Great Name beareth me witness. How sad, if any man were in this day, to rest his heart on the transitory things of this world. Arise and cling firmly to the cause of God. Be most loving one to another. Burn away wholly, for the sake of the well-beloved, the veil of self with the flame of the undying fire, and with faces joyous and beaming with light, associate with your neighbour. Ye have well observed, in all its aspects, the behaviour of him who is the word of truth amidst you. Ye know full well how hard it is for this youth to allow, though it be for one night, the heart of any one of the beloved of God to be saddened by him. The word of God hath set the heart of the world afire. How regrettable if ye fail to be enkindled with its flame. Please God, ye will regard this blessed night as the night of unity, will knit your souls together, and resolve to adorn yourselves with the ornament of a goodly and praiseworthy character. Let your principal concern be to rescue the fallen from the slough of impending extinction, and to help him embrace the ancient faith of God. Your behaviour towards your neighbour should be such as to manifest clearly the signs of the one true God, for ye are the first among men to be recreated by his Spirit, the first to adore and bow the knee before him, the first to circle round his throne of glory. I swear by him who hath caused me to reveal whatever hath pleased him. Ye are better known to the inmates of the kingdom on high than ye are known to your own selves. Think ye these words to be vain and empty? Would that ye had the power to perceive the things your Lord the All-Merciful doth see, things that attest the excellence of your rank, that bear witness to the greatness of your worth, that proclaim the sublimity of your station. God grant that your desires and unmortified passions may not hinder you from that which hath been ordained for you.